There are a few of you in the audience who I do love. I am willing to wash your dirty socks. And a few is more than zero. Step 9 is making those amends. The principle of that step is the same as the Nike commercial, you know, just do it. Discipline. And again, if you're looking at why are the steps in order, look at what it takes to make effective amends. Now, I have to admit that I didn't pay any attention to my sponsor when he said, don't make amends until you're there at step 9. I'm like, no. I mean, that's the first thing I did is go out there and try to make amends. Of course, that didn't work out as well. None of my sponsees have ever paid any attention to me. Yeah. But maybe there's a reason for it. Look at what I have to work with by the time I get to step 9. I've got honesty. I've got hope. I've got faith. I've got integrity. I've got willingness. I got courage. I have humility. I have love. And all of those things together give me the ability to have the discipline to suck it up and do it. Step 10 was about doing that, you know, personal inventory. I said, there's nothing new here. I already know how to take the inventory and I know how to make the amends. And they said, well, Mike, let me ask you a question. When was the last time that you kept doing something that was working for you? Oh. The principle of step 10 is perseverance. See, I was really good about digging myself out of holes. I'd work like hell, and I would dig myself out of the hole, and I'd start getting stuff back. Things would improve and all that sort of thing. But then, slowly but surely, you know, without the lash of the painful consequences, I would stop doing the things that had gotten me there. And down the road, I would fall into another hole. It never occurred to me that I could do something to avoid that. Perseverance. Don't stop doing that which works. Another revelation. Step 11. Now this is pure termite. Okay? And I got to step 11 and I said, there's the end of that one. And maybe I can make do with a 10-step program because we're not getting anywhere close to that. Step 11. Sat through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God. You know. But, termite. I don't understand any of this stuff. Well, it turns out that several months before I finally got to step 11, they had started me on a task. They said, we want you to start learning how to do things. It's a simple task. It only has three parts. First part is you get up in the morning and you say, either in your head or out loud, but it must be stated, help me find one neat thing. And I got to decide what neat was. You know, whatever I decided was neat was neat. The second part of the task was I had to make it my business to look for the one neat thing until I found it. Which is good because once I had found it, I could forget about it the rest of the day and just go on about my business. So it was to my benefit to find it as quickly as possible, but that was the second part of the task, is I had to actually look. I gotta find a neat thing. You know, and if I got up in the morning and I patted across the room and I saw myself in the mirror and I said, oh, that's neat, that's fine, that counted. I got to decide. Didn't matter. The third part of it was I had to remember what it was at night and say to myself or out loud, one or the other, never mind to who, thank you for letting me see, and I had to name what the one neat thing was. Sounds easy, doesn't it? Ha, you try it. I did it, you know, 2 or 3 days out of spite, and then, you know, but trying to put all three things together every day on a regular basis, that was hard. It was hard, but I kept after. So finally, by the time I get to this step 11 stuff, yeah, I'm doing it more days than not, and I'm seeing things. Ordinarily, I wouldn't be seeing, you know, spider webs with dew on it and, you know, nice clouds and, you know, things like that. I was noticing things in the day. So we get to step 11. I said, I can't do this. And I said, well, Mike, what is prayer? And I said, it's talking to God. And I said, well, that's one form of prayer. But the more general sense, prayer is simply an asking. You know, in Old English, I pray to thee became the word please today. If I ask you to do something, in the general sense, that is a prayer. It's simply an asking. It doesn't say who I'm asking. It is an asking. And I said, okay, what's meditation? And I said, it's sitting there with my legs crossed, with my fingers like this, going, I feel stupid. And I said, yeah, that's one kind of meditation. But in the general sense, meditation is raising my awareness so that I would notice things that ordinarily would pass me by. Most formal meditation begins with breathing. Breathing is an automatic function. By and large, until I just said that, you haven't been aware of your breathing. You probably are now. You've just had your awareness change. Okay, I can become aware of a certain knuckle on a certain hand. I can become aware of the hair on the back of my legs. I can become aware of all kinds of things. I can change my level of awareness. And that's what meditation is in the general sense. And then he said, Mike, if there was a God, what would the ultimate presentation of that God be? And the answer was, the day. I don't care if you believe in God or not. I don't care what religion you are. I'm pretty sure that you would probably agree that the ultimate presentation of a God would be the day. The people in it, the sun, the stars, the sky, the air, the stuff. You know, the day. The day. The ultimate presentation of the God is the day. You know, if there is one, he's saying, here it is, use it. The day. Now let's look at the one neat thing. Please help me find one neat thing. There's the prayer. Making it my business to look for it until I find it. There's the meditation. And I was seeing things in the day that ordinarily would be passing me by. I was more in contact with the day. Conscious contact. And by the end of the days, I was feeling a certain sense of accomplishment because I had seen interesting things in the day that were always there, but I had missed them because I wasn't looking for them. Sought through prayer and meditation to be in conscious contact with the day. They fooled me. I had been doing it for months. And it changed how I felt then. It changes how I feel today. Spiritual action changes how I feel. One way feels more comfortable than the other. If I'm comfortable, I'm less likely to seek comfort in liquid form. Maybe there's a plan. And step 12, of course, the principle of 11 is awareness. Becoming aware of things outside of myself. Step 12, obviously, is service. Having had a spiritual awakening, for me, the spiritual awakening was waking up to the idea that here's a handle on this stuff that I can do. I can't do the religious stuff, but I can do this, and it changes how I feel. It's real. I experience it. I become more comfortable when I do it. For real. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, by each one of the steps teaches me how to do something. That's